Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're tackling the underbelly of the Bible, and today's verses are no different. If we think that the Bible is a tame book or a safe book, we are wrong, because everything that can be described in the heart of man and the actions of man is in here. And really, nothing has changed and everything has changed, but you'll see through this passage that there was depravity back then and there's depravity today as well. We are in Judges 19, verses 22 through 30 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and this is what it says. While they were enjoying themselves, all of a sudden the perverted men of the city surrounded the house and beat on the door. They said to the old man who was the owner of the house, "Bring out the man who came to your house so we can have sex with him." The owner of the house went out and said to him, "No, don't do this evil, my brothers. After all, this man has come into my house. Don't do this horrible thing. Here, let me bring out my virgin daughter and the man's concubine now. Use them and do whatever you want to them, but don't do this horrible thing to this man." But the men would not listen to him, so the man seized his concubine and took her outside to them. They raped her and abused her all night until morning. At daybreak, they let her go. Early that morning, the woman made her way back, and as it was getting light, she collapsed at the doorway of the man's house where her master was. When her master got up in the morning, opened the door of the house, and went out to leave on his journey, there was the woman, his concubine, collapsed near the doorway of the house with her hands on the threshold. "Get up," he told her, "let's go." But there was no response, so the man put her on his donkey and set out for home. And the story does continue if you want to keep researching that. So mind if I pray for you. Lord, there's so much sin in this story, and it is painful to listen to, and it reminds me of the story of Lot as well. It has the exact same structure of someone coming to abuse a guest in a home and the proprietor of the home sending out or offering to send out their daughter instead. None of this was good. None of this is what you would want. And Lord, this is, again, one of those stories that is descriptive, not prescriptive. It's not a story that says, hey, everybody should do this. This is a describing of an evil event. And when you work through the cycle of Judges, and there's this particular cycle that happens throughout the book of Judges where there's repentance by the nation, and then they sin, and then all these consequences happen, and then they realize that these consequences are coming because of their sin, and then they repent, and then it keeps going around in circles. And so this is a description, Lord, of what happens when people are not following you. And Lord, we live in a world today where people are not following you. And we have so many descriptive things that have happened that show what happens when we don't follow you. And especially as I pray, I think about the porn industry. I think about sex trafficking. I think about prostitution. I think about vile things that are hidden in darkness that should not be, but are out there. And I stand against them by the power of Jesus Christ. And I am sick. I am sickened of it. I am sick of all of this prevailing and happening in our midst. And really, we talk about sexual abuse, but so much of it is fueled, Lord, by porn and by deeper and deeper circles of hell, where people are going in an addiction cycle toward the most deviant and terrible parts of pornography. And it's all deviant and it's all bad, but it even gets worse. And Lord, I pray you would shed light on this, that these rackets would be busted up. And I pray that for those who have been harmed, someone once said to me that I was gang raped, and I never quite put that, I never have said that publicly, but I did have multiple people rape me at one time. And so I understand what that would be like for this woman in this particular passage. And Lord, so for those who have had that experience, I pray for mercy. I pray for healing. I pray for light. I pray for grace. And as I think about your greatness and your goodness and I wrestle with a problem of evil of why don't you just fix this now? In all honesty, Lord, I just am choosing right now to trust that you see all of this and that you have a plan that I don't understand. You are the most intelligent being in the universe, and you have a plan that is so intricate and beautiful that I can't perceive of it. And I also understand you love us enough to allow us to have free will, which gives people who are evil and perverse their free will as well. So Lord, thank you that you see. Thank you that you are in control. Thank you that you are on your throne. And help us who have suffered in these kinds of ways to see your hand, to understand and trust that you are at work. I pray our churches would be a place of empathy and not of judgment anymore. So oftentimes, Lord, we have had empathy and mercy and grace for the victimizer, and we have shunned the victim, and that needs to be reversed. I pray it would happen in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I know these have been some difficult prayers, but this is the reality where many people live in this trauma. And so if you'd like some help, you can go to we2.org/resources or we2.org/21days. And that should be something that will help you along the way. So I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm grateful for you. And I pray that today is a little bit brighter than yesterday.